Welcome to Off the Arrow Shelf Podcast, where the focus is on field archery in the UK. I'm Rob, and I'll be offering you tips, advice, news, and interview some guests when I get the chance. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to another episode. You might be able to hear I'm sounding a bit tight still. I'm still up in Wales. I don't know if you can hear the birds in the background. I'm actually sat outside at my mum's house. I'm presently watching some blue tits and long tail tits feeding on the fat balls and peanuts that she's put out. There's a lot of, I'll say, agricultural and farm noise going on. I can hear a tractor in the background and what have you. But anyway, I'm trying out these new microphones that I posted on Instagram about rather than using my normal kind of headset mics that I've used in the past when I've been recording. So this is going to be a bit of an experiment. We'll see how it goes. It's lovely to be outside. And my breathing is a bit easier when I'm outside as opposed to being stuck in the house. And it's not raining. It's Wales and it's not raining. In fact, we haven't had too bad weather, really. We've had some heavy showers the days that we arrived, but otherwise it's been pretty nice. Anyhow, this topic today I wanted to talk to you about was a coaching topic, and it's how I describe people who push themselves in a non-positive way. So I have this phrase called feedback and feed blocks. And the idea is that everybody, when they're doing something, just slow down talking a bit, I'm getting a bit tight. Everybody, when they're doing things, will have points that they get feedback. I said before, well, this is an archery focused podcast, but you know, I've done other sports. And one of the things that is very, very important, I have just had a pheasant in the background, I wonder if I can get a photograph of them, is listening to the feedback your body, your equipment, and everything is giving to you. And the reason I say this is important, it's twofold really. One, that feedback is there for you. That feedback is there for you to get some understanding about what's going on and what's happening. If you're drawing up and your shoulder suddenly twinges, then is that because you've pulled a muscle? Is it because you're feeling a bit cold? You haven't done a warm-up? There are a number of reasons that can happen. And it's really important to listen to that feedback. Listen to what your body's telling you. Listen to what your equipment's telling you. You're hearing like a rattle on your bow that wasn't there before. And I said, in a recent session, I was talking to some archers about feedback that your body gives, especially when shooting, and how important it is to listen to that and not acting on them can cause problems for your shot, and that's your current shot, and what I think is your future shot. That may sound strange. How can sort of like this, not listening to your feedback? Well, you could get fatigued. You could have an injury and exaggerate it or make it far worse. What are we looking at? What are we thinking here? When you are drawing up, when you're shooting, you will be going through a shot sequence. So if you can hear me moving, it's because I'm just trying to see. I had some pheasants in the garden earlier, and I'm just wondering. What I'm just saying is that you have your shot sequence, you go through your process, you go through your stages, your states, and in that shot sequence, you want to have points at which you can think, yes, this is right, I can move on. It might be something as simple as, oh, I'm trying to get even footing on a rocky or a hilly slope. And if you haven't got an even footing, if you're not balanced, if you're not stable, you shouldn't be drawing up, should you? We know that. you know, the practicalities of trying to draw up and being unstable. So you don't want to do that. You want to avoid kind of drawing up and then suddenly finding you're tipping too far forward or tipping too far back, resulting in your arrow landing in the dirt or sailing over the top of the target. And that's the feedback. That's a feedback point. Likewise, you might have one where you're gripping your bow and something doesn't feel right. And it's possible your hands moved when you were loading the arrow onto the string. You might have it when you hit your anchor and suddenly realize that something doesn't feel right. It's possible that you're not engaging back tension as you should. These are all feedback points in your shot sequence. Points at which you can say, stop, hang on, let me reset, let me come down, let me start again. Let me try and find a stable point or a stable bit of ground. Is that pheasant again? So that's really important, because if you have feedback that's saying you should stop, but you carry on, push through, then it can have two negative effects. One, a good chance the arrow's not going to land where you want it to. There's the chance that that arrow will miss. But the biggest problem, the hardest thing to overcome, is when that arrow hits, when you consider it to be successful. Because you're building practices, you're building neural pathways, you're building processes in your shooting that's saying, oh, well, yeah, okay, so I don't feel quite right, but I'll just carry on anyway and I'll let go. And that's really, really bad. Because one day, you know, that arrow may have lucked in. That arrow that you shot when you were coming up and you're thinking, oh, no, this doesn't feel right, this doesn't feel right. And rather than stopping, you've gone, no, I'll push through, I'll kick that door down, I'll move forward. And then suddenly, next time you do it, the arrow does sail over the top or buries itself in the dirt. And you think, why did it do that? And or you'll sit there and go, oh, I knew I should have come down. But you didn't. And you didn't because you got used to that process. You got used to the process of trying something and knowing it hadn't gone right. Sorry, I got distracted. There's a couple of, I think they were lutids having a bit of a barny in the tree directly above me. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by nature and I'm not going to apologize. I think it's beautiful. It is. If you can hear water running in the background, there's a little culvert down the side of the lane that my mum lives on. And because of all the heavy rain we've had overnight, it's in quite full flow. And otherwise, I'm just hearing an awful lot of bird chatter, watching the buzzards overhead earlier. Anyway, back to what I was saying. You've got these feedbacks and feed blocks. And if you kind of go through, if you think of your feedback as, you know, your gatekeepers to the next stage, and you get there and the gatekeeper sort of turning around saying, no, hang on, you can't pass, you can't have the key because you're unbalanced, because you've not drawn properly. And you go, well, I'm going to kick the gate down and I'm just going to carry on, and you take the shot. And if you're successful, great. But if you're not successful, you're going to be kicking yourself saying, oh, why did I take the shot? I knew it felt wrong. And I've said before that the hardest lesson to learn in archery is when you are drawing up and you hit your anchor and you are ready to take that shot, to be able to stop and go, this feels wrong, I've got to come down. Coming down, yeah, and stopping yourself from taking that shot, it is so difficult. And I've spoken to archers about this. I've given them training regimes so that they become accustomed to it, because it's quite often it's something that happens where target panic's concerned, where they come up and they can't do anything other than let the arrow go, even though they know it's wrong. The easiest technique where you're training yourself to be able to come down is if you're shooting, let's say, 3 arrows in an end. What you do is on your second arrow or your third arrow, you come up, you hit your anchor, you aim, and rather than releasing, you actually come back down, take the arrow off your string, put it in your quiver, and reset yourself and start again. Because you're training yourself, you're training your brain to think, yeah, I've hit my anchor, and I can release, but I don't have to. I can stop. I can control my actions. The instinctive archer in me will tell you when you can feel right, where the shot feels right, and you'll know when the shot feels wrong. What I'm saying to you and what I'm offering you is think about these feedback points in your shot sequence. And if you hit one and it feels wrong, or something screaming, you say, no, I can feel my foot moving if I'm on an uneven ground, then stop. Now, maybe, as I said, maybe it's your feet that's started to move on the hillside. And I've been on shoots where the ground is so muddy, you feel quite stable. And then when you actually draw up, because your balance has changed slightly, then you suddenly start sliding and you've got to stop. And quite often I have seen people rush to take the shot because they said, oh, my foot was sliding and I needed to shoot. No, that's not a controlled shot, not a safe shot. Maybe another example is that you've rushed to draw. You know, you've loaded your bow very quickly, but there's people watching you. In the competitions I shoot, there is a group of you that go around that can range between 3 and 5 people in your group. And sometimes the group behind you will catch you up because they're shooting faster, or maybe you've been held up, or something's happened, and you've suddenly got an audience. So not just the people you're shooting with, but maybe your main competitors in the group behind. And I've had a situation at a national tournament down south. It's a 3D tournament. And by the time I got to actually shoot the target, there were 5 groups stood there waiting. So that's 20 people on top of the numbers that are in my own group. And that can be quite nerve-wracking. Very nerve-wracking. But all you can do is bring it into yourself. Bring it on your focus and go, yeah, I'm going to go through my sequence. I'm going to make sure it's controlled. I'm going to make sure I'm safe. I'm going to look at all my feedback. I'm going to draw up. And if it feels wrong, I'm going to stop. I don't care if I'd have to do this a couple of times or more. I'm going to do this and I'm not going to release it until I'm ready. And that's hard. I will tell you now, it's not an easy thing to do. It's pretty tough. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but there's a tractor just now in one of the fields behind my mum's house. But I think there are these things of, like, you, as I said, you might be rushing to take the shot, and you'll get hit your anchor, and it'll feel wrong. Don't take that shot. Because yes, you might hit the target, you might miss, more likely to miss, and then you'll get annoyed with yourself for taking the shot that you knew you shouldn't have done. And if you do hit, you'll be in the situation of thinking, oh, I can do this again. I don't need to listen to that feedback. That feedback's wrong. And it's not. It's trying to help you. So when you are shooting, build these feedback points into your sequence, into your shot sequence. Think about it, and it can start from as soon as you get to that shooting peg. Yeah. Regulate your breathing. Calm yourself down. Get yourself on the peg. Get yourself stable. You know, there might be twigs under. Oh, a buzz back. Fantastic. I wonder if I can get a photograph of him circling literally overhead. You might be able to hear him calling.
Oh, he's a bit far off right now. Yeah. Beautiful birds. I
haven't seen any red kites recently. I'm going off on a tangent. I do apologize. The reason I mentioned red kites is a couple of years ago, I was sat at my mum's garden again. And I was watching red kites literally landing in the field next door. And they were absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. So going back to what I was saying, build these points in. Build the points in which you can stop and think, yes, this is right. I'll carry on. Or no, this isn't. I need to stop. I need to think about what I'm doing. And it will help you so much. Let those feedback points be your gatekeepers. And, you know, consciously think, yep, I've got a good stance. I can load my bow. You know, click. Yes, that's the knock biting onto the string, so I know it's loaded. You do this when you're beginning. You have all these points. You're thinking, oh, yes, okay, I've done this. And as you get more proficient, as it becomes more second nature, you tend to forget these things. You just do them almost on instinct, without thinking. And there's a danger there that you're doing them without thinking. You're doing them without processing what you're doing. And then you lose sight of what steps you should be doing and what you should be doing, what you need to be able to do. Build these feedback points in. Load the arrow. Make sure your hand's gripping the bow correctly, indexing on the grip. It hasn't slipped around when you've been loading it. Relax that grip. Make ready, focusing on your target. Can you see the target? Have you got still clear sight of the target? Because it's possible wind's picked up. Branch has been blown across. Or maybe the sun's coming out from behind the clouds and it's now harder to see that target. Take your time. Draw up. Hit your anchor. If it doesn't feel right, stop. Don't take the shot. Come down. Wait for that cloud. Wait for that breeze to drop. Get that grip back on your bow. Wait until you feel right, and then you come up. And this is really important for both instinctive archers and for those archers who think of themselves as not being instinctive or having a shot process. You'll see the top archers, they will have a shot sequence, they will perform, and they will go through it time and time again. They'll blueprint that shot. Thing is, where an instinctive archer is concerned, it's got to feel right, and if it doesn't feel right, you'll know it. And pushing through isn't the right thing to do. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to give you some thoughts on feedback and think about that kind of aspect of, if the feedback is negative, stop, reset. Don't push through, or as I said, kick the door in and move on. Not a macho thing, because chances are you won't make that shot, or you won't get the result that you want. And if you do, probably be more to luck than actual skill. And luck is a very fickle mistress, as they say. Ask any gambler at a casino, they'll tell you that. So work on your feedback, don't block it, and I hope you enjoy your archery.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any feedback or questions, drop me a line. My email is offthearrowshelf@yahoo.co.uk, but you can also find me on Instagram, YouTube and Facebook, all with Off the Arrow Shelf. I've also got an offthearrowshelf.com website. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your shooting.